So let's be real about this thing. Let's just be really real. And we're going to use the Bible as our litmus test. The Bible says everything in the natural is going to burn up. Everything in the spirit lasts forever. Your natural body, all these objects, the earth's going to be renovated by fire. The first time the earth was renovated by water, next time by fire. So if everything's going to burn up, that means it's temporary. And if it's temporary, it's not real. If it's not real, what is it? It's a simulation. If it's a simulation, how do you edit a simulation? So on a computer program, there's these things called VIM, Nano, G-Edit. There's these little programs that you can edit the back side of the program. You don't see it on the website, but you're somebody's back there behind it editing the program, what you see. I forget what they're called. I know it, I just forgot. Anyway. So what's editing the repeat simulation every day? What's editing? What is editing this simulation? Why is the economy collapsing? Why is everything going? Because the mass of people are responding and acting according to that Tor network. It's an underground network. I've done some experiments in the last 2 days just with my thoughts. See, you got to overpower. You're surrounded by people who are living in fear, doubt, no faith, worry, bitterness, unforgiveness. You got to overpower. See, you're rubbing shoulders with these kind of people, and they're writing into the script of their life. So they're getting reflections back, and you got to overpower. How are you going to do that? How are you going to overpower the whole world? Because the whole world is crazy. The whole world has no faith. How do you overpower? By the Spirit. By fasting. By prayer. Some things only come out by prayer and fasting. Jesus withdrew himself. They couldn't even catch him. They couldn't find him. He wrote himself out of their script. They had a trap set for him, right? And he withdrew himself. Now, how did he do it? The words tell you. The word with means together. Drew is draw. Together, draw. He drew a new script. As they started surrounding him, he drew a new script. They couldn't even see him. He just disappeared in the crowd. You might say, well, Jesus is God. I'm not God. Exactly. But you got the Holy Spirit, and you know that 3D land is temporary. What is the purpose of 3D land? 3D land is a simulation. It's a separation. It's separating the sheep from the goats, but it's also a harvest situation. It's a reflecting pond. There was actually a Star Trek episode about it. Everything that they were thinking reflected back on that Earth they visited. If they thought about the Wile E. Coyote cartoon and Roadrunner, it showed up in that universe. It's pretty much what you're in. There's a movie called Dark City, and the guy learned how to meditate and write his own script. And you might think that's sorcery or witchcraft, when it's not. Time is the witchcraft. Befallen time is the witchcraft. The lies are the witchcraft. Everything you've been told is upside down. The Freemason pyramid is upside down. It's not a works-based system. It's faith. The food chain pyramid is upside down. Carbs are not essential. Period. Everything you think in the natural is upside down. You say, well, if I don't eat, I'll be hungry. Wrong. All you have to do is eat some fat, some MCT oil, coconut oil, and cut back carbs. You won't be hungry for 24 hours. You won't be hungry. Your stomach might growl at about 20 hours, but you're still not hungry. Your pain goes away. Your thoughts are more clear. The colors are more vivid. So all of a sudden, this traffic just bombarded me. I just got surrounded by a bunch of traffic, just out of nowhere. I mean, they just came out of nowhere. It was smooth sailing. All of a sudden, I got surrounded by traffic. Traffic means to rub. Let's see if we could decode that. It means to rub. It means, see, the hologram is based on the words, and so the words reveal everything. And so if you really think about what's going on around you and you take the words, I'm in the flow, I'm in traffic, it's flowing again, I came up on an exit. And just cars came out of nowhere. I mean, on the left and the right. I had to think about that. I just saw a red versus blue truck situation. So each moment is the same story. You're flowing. You got the cross. You got turning. You got versing. You got verses. You got birthing. So it might be that the reason the traffic hit me is somebody was being rubbed the wrong way by what I was saying. That could be a possibility. I'm not saying for sure, but that's probably was a possibility. Because I'm outside of time. You're outside of time. You just don't know it. And so every moment's the same. So you might listen to this video a year later, but you're still being affected by it at that moment in time. Why? Because time don't exist. It just took you a while to come to this revelation. See, it's all a revelation. What is the purpose of this repeat cycle that they call time? It's to reveal Jesus in all things. I'm also doing some more experiments, not only of writing certain things, but also writing longevity and writing health into the script. And writing knowledge about health. And it's just reflecting back in doctors that are uploading. See, these mainstream doctors are not going to tell you. They're part of the Freemason pyramid, which is upside down. I'm not saying the Freemasons think they're doing evil. They probably think they're doing good. But everything they're doing is upside down. The pyramid is inverted. Greatest among you is a servant. Everybody wants to be served instead of serve. You were created to serve. Greatest among you is a servant. The pyramid's upside down, people. Everything that you thought is upside down. And it's hard to believe. Every verse, there's an anti-verse. There's an anti-Christ belief about that verse. Everything has an anti. You might say, is it a devil? It's because it's the flesh mind. Everything's upside down here in the natural. Good look at your door. The top part of it shows a cross, upright. The bottom shows an upside down cross. It's an inverted mirror image. Now, how do you go into that alternate universe while you're still in this inverted universe? you must be born again. And then you become a new creature walking down here in the midst of people who hate themselves. They believe lies. They love the lies. They're controlled by time. They're controlled by the drama. They're controlled by Draco Ma drama. They're controlled by the news, the media, the TV. They're just a part of the hive mind. The hive is upside down. But they're all in on it. And if you talk contrary to it, they call you crazy. They think you're crazy. Because they're upside down and you look crazy to them. If you join a legalistic church, your face is going to reveal it. It's going to be written on your clay body. You're going to have a sour face. You're going to be miserable. You're going to look pathetic. You're not going to be happy. That's why witches are all bent, because the witchcraft is bending their body. They're bent because they're doing witchcraft and it's bending everything about their body. They're trying to be spiritual in the dark side, and whenever they cross over to whatever they're doing, teleporting, whatever they're doing through the demons, they get bent. That's why all the pictures of witches look bent and leaning over.